Hello, this is Stuart.
Yeah, hi Stuart. This is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Caught me in the middle of something.
Little bit of a bad time. Oh, I was just looking to follow up with you here. We were in touch a little bit. Is there a better time for you?
Not for the next few weeks.
Not for the next few weeks, huh?
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I don't know if you remember, you
What's
spoke with Lena a little bit here. You were talking about consolidating some loans you had. This was back in June. I was just kind of looking to touch in with you here and see how things were going.
So should I speak with you? What kind of a yeah, I have been trying to consolidate some debt,
Right.
hopefully through a business loan. But
Exactly.
what?
So my name is Sam, with the Bank of Cardiff. We are a private business bank, so that's our specialty here. Looks like you were in touch with one of our representatives. You mentioned you had two loans with about 19,000 at 25% interest. You were trying to kind of consolidate them there. So when
Right.
you
I use them to expand my business, and the business expanded.
Okay.
And now I'm trying to
Get rid of
get rid of the excessive debt. Yes.
Fair enough. Okay. Were you just looking to kind of consolidate the two, or did you need any more capital on top of that?
If I did, it wouldn't be much.
Okay.
$20,000 or $30,000.
Sure, yeah. That's definitely within the ballpark. And how much is left on those balances that you had there?
I don't think they've gone down very much. Maybe 1,000 or 1,500.
Okay, so you're still sitting at around maybe 18, 19 right now?
Each, yeah,
Each.
probably.
Two of them. Okay. And what did you guys do in like annual sales for the company last year? You remember?
Well, excuse me. Even though the company's been open for 2 years, I really didn't use it until this year.
Okay.
And so I started it on the 1st of January in terms of really doing anything.
Okay.
And, well, I shouldn't say that. It's probably been almost a year now.
Almost a year. Okay.
And we've been taking in on average about 18,000 a month. I mean, 15, I'd say on average.
15 a month? Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now
Okay.
the only problem is that I've talked to people about business loans before, and my industry, they say, is one that most people are don't want to make loans on. I've got that said to me at least twice.
Right. Yeah, as a real estate consulting business, is that what they were talking
Yeah,
about? Interesting.
right.
So yeah, I know they have a certain preference when it comes to industries, but I do know we have a wide variety of programs. We've worked with startups. I mean, you guys are pretty young with a year or two in business. We've worked with real estate consultants before, so I'm not sure that's going to be a big issue for us. I wouldn't be
All
too
right.
worried about that. As far as everything goes, if you said you were making around 15,000 a month, times 12, are you guys making something like 100,000 a year? Is that
In
sound
terms of
accurate?
net, you mean?
Sure, just annual sales. No,
Yeah.
no
Well,
profit.
the gross, is
Gross.
180,
180
because that's
gross.
15 times 12.
Exactly.
And the net is not much less, maybe 140, 130.
Right. As a consulting business, which is kind of weird that they said they don't work with that industry. You guys have pretty low overhead.
Right, and I've been doing this either as freelance or salary for 30 years.
Right. Wow. Okay. So you
So,
definitely have
I
some
mean,
experience in that industry.
Yeah, it's not like my income's going to change.
Right. Just because you started your own. Sure. Okay. All right, so you said here you have about $18,000 on two loans, so about $36,000 in debt. Your sales are around 180 gross, which is what we look at. The net income is a little bit important, but it's more about the general sales, just gross sales. And then you said you might be looking for, was it 10 to 20 or 20 to 30 on top maybe? You said it wasn't much.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on what the interest rate is.
Sure.
The idea is to lower the overall expenses.
Sure, fair enough.
So if the interest rate was 20, yeah, I probably wouldn't take any extra.
Okay. So where are you sitting at right now with those two loans at $18,000? Are they sitting at around 25%, 20%? What was it?
Yeah, they're typical what I call payday loans, really. You know, with LendingTree, and the other ones with another one like that.
Right.
Lending Club or Lending Tree,
right.
Where it's 27%, I mean 25-27%.
Right.
And they give it freely, but it's, I think the best part about it is that it is amortized. Both of them are amortized over 4 years. I took them out about a year and 4 months ago.
Okay.
So even though I said that they probably haven't gone down much, that's true as of right now.
It's because you're paying the... Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll be gone in 2.5 years. That's the upside.
Sure. So in the banking industry, I guess what's happening, since it's over 4 years, you'll be paying off mostly interest at the very beginning and slowly start getting into the principal. Right. Yeah, I'm sure you're familiar
with
that.
So I should be there by now.
Right. You should start paying that principal down by now, correct? So what were the original amounts? I know you said there's about $18,000 left on both of them. When you first took them out, were they for 20 each? 25?
Yeah.
20 each?
No, they were 20 each.
Okay. And they gave it to you over 4 years? Okay, not bad. Okay. And they had one at 25, one at like 27%. Does that sound like a good ballpark there?
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember off the top of my head, but they're both between 25 and 27.
Sure. So you're looking to consolidate those two loans at, like, I guess, a better rate. I know they offer you a prepayment discount in case you pay them off early. Do you remember anything like that with either LendingTree?
There is no discount, but there's no penalty either.
Okay, so you'll just pay off.
That was the main thing I was concerned with, was I didn't want there to be a penalty.
Right, of course. If you run into the cash, you'd want to get rid of that quickly rather than let it hang over your head. Okay. And then you said if the interest rate was reasonable, you would be, might be interested in taking 20 to 30 on top?
Right. I mean, if, you know, if the interest rate was such where my overall payment didn't go up, because those, you know, those are some pretty big payments. We're doing some stuff right now where it would be a little easier to do it with leverage. But the main thing is to lower the debt.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. And how do they have you on the payment plan? Is that daily, weekly, monthly?
Monthly.
Monthly payments.
I pay combined, one is about $650, the other is $750. I can't remember why at this moment, why one is different than the other. I thought they were both $20,000. I must have gotten one at $23,000 and the other $27,000 because I already had one.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, I guess we're just kind of ballparking, kind of get a big picture here. Okay.
Yeah, so, it's pretty close, though.
Okay. So $650 to $750 a month for those two.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're looking
at... I pay about, you know, $1,300 to $1,350 on those combined loans a month.
Sure, $13.50 a month. So you don't want that number to go up, and of course not. And then if you were taking 20 to 30 on top of that, okay. I think we can do this. Let me take a peek at what we've got here. Did you file a 2015 tax return, or a tax form?
I have it.
Mm-hmm.
And it is. It is filed. Yes.
Okay. Great.
We're doing our personal right now, so the partnership is done.
The partnerships is done. Okay, so the business is an LLC, is that correct? Or is it a proprietorship?
It's a, you might be calling me under the name of REI Consulting. Is that correct? Or are you calling me under the name of Destiny Consulting?
It's REI Consulting, is that?
Okay, because I actually didn't end up structuring it that way.
Okay.
So my tax returns are Destiny Consulting.
Destiny.
I took the loan under my name.
Did you win?
Okay.
As the president of the corporation. It's a S Corp.
Okay.
You know, it's a closely held corporation.
Sure.
We filed our tax returns over the last month.
Okay.
And so I guess when we spoke, I didn't send you bank statements or anything?
No, I don't believe you did. We were kind of exploring it and then didn't really go too far. I think some of the things were still up in the air. Recently,
okay.
I was kind of taking a look at this, and I think... we could definitely be able to help out with this as far as consolidating the loan, keeping that same payment plan, and even offering you 20 to 30 on top. There's a chance we could definitely do that for you. So our process, we try to keep it as simple as possible, minimal headache for you guys. We've condensed the application to a small page. It's like half a page, so it takes like a minute tops to fill out. And then if we get 6 months of bank statements and the first two pages of your tax return, that's basically all we need to crunch those numbers together. And then we could shoot out an offer. The way it works here generally is we'll try to qualify you for the largest amount possible. It works a little bit like a line of credit. That way you can pick how much of it you want to use. So like you mentioned, you wouldn't be looking for a lot more. It could be just 20 to 30 on top. We would explore that according to what it is you're looking for. And then as long as it makes sense for the business, of course, as far as that payment plan doesn't go up much, we can give you a little bit more capital to grow the business, something like that. At the end of the day, that's all that matters, if it makes sense for the business. So we can definitely get those numbers crunching, get that work together. Do you have access to online banking? Is that easy for you?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yeah, if we do get that paperwork together, we've got a pretty pretty competitive operations team here. We can generally process that in about 24 hours. And then what we'll do there is just extend that offer out to you. You'll give us a little bit more feedback. You only want to say 20, 30%. We'll rerun the numbers. We'll talk about terms and payment plans, rates, stuff like that, just to kind of find what suits you best here. As far as those bank statements, usually the 6 months of banks are the people that gives people a hard time, just because if they're not easy to get a hold of. The tax return.
Remember, the business started. I mean, even though you know it's in the SEC as October of 2014, I didn't really use it until about a year ago.
Right.
So the 2015 tax returns won't show much.
Yeah,
I see.
But I can certainly send you all of the bank statements for this year.
Sure.
And that's very easy to do because I just pull that right offline.
Exactly. So if you could do that, just pull it off a PDF and email it, that'd be easy. I do remember you said you didn't start the business until this year. I'll definitely put that here in the notes, and when I take it down to underwriting, I'll kind of just explain it to them a little bit. We can dig a little deeper into the business and make sure, like you said, that tax return might not show everything since it's only recently that you started, you know, doing those sales and everything. But as we dig a little deeper into, you know, the bank, stuff like that, we'll kind of get a better picture of the business. So I'll definitely keep that
in
mind.
So you want you want the tax return anyway, even though it really isn't going to show much?
Sure. We need it. It's not exactly for the revenue or anything. We just need it to show the legitimacy of the business. We look at the EIN, you know, things like that. So it's just kind of a formality. Yeah, I wouldn't be too worried about the tax return. But yeah, we'll take that. It just kind of shows that the business was filed and correctly. It's more of a bureaucracy thing. So,
all right.
As far as the banks
now,
go,
you happen to have caught me at a time where I'm literally working like 18, 20 hours a day for the next 2 weeks. Then it goes down. It goes back to normal again. It's a time of a year where I do a lot of litigation and conservation easement work, and everybody waits till the last quarter, and their due date is November the 1st, with the State Department of Taxation for their charitable gifts.
Correct.
And I'm going to be out of town giving expert testimony in Oklahoma City for about a week.
You're looking at a busy 2 weeks here.
But I've got, you know, I have most of it. And so what I would say is when I get back a week from Friday, where I get 2 weeks from today, my desk will be cleared. And I'll just put everything together and send it to you.
Sure. So in about 2 weeks from today, when you get back, okay, we can do that. Sounds like you do have a really busy schedule over there. Wouldn't want to pile any more work on top of 20 hours a day.
I'm just trying to save. But I'm literally getting up at 2 a.m. and trying to make it until 9 or 10.
Ooh.
If I am able to keep it all together. You know, everything will be pretty hunky dory, as they say, I guess. But even something as little as this, which will maybe take half an hour at the most, I really can use that half an hour. So I'm definitely not, you know, believe me, I'm not putting you off or resisting doing the work that it takes or anything like that.
No worries.
It's just every second right now is, I even had a call from an attorney an hour ago, and I get the bill, you know, $350 an hour when I do the work, and I just can't even do it right now. So give me a couple weeks, I'll call you back.
No worries, I understand. No, I definitely don't think you'll be blowing me off. It just definitely sounds like some priorities going on over there. So I'll hang tight. I'll start the file here, just put some notes in, make sure I have everything up to date with what the goals are, what your goals are here. And then from there, we can just move forward. When you get back in those 2 weeks, you said it'll be 2 weeks from today, is that right?
2 weeks from today.
Okay. I could go ahead and just circle back then.
You want to send me the email?
Sure, that'd be a good idea, actually. What's a good email for you?
Yeah, so that when I get back, I'll just pin it to the top and open it up and get the stuff together, and we'll take it from there.
Perfect. So the email I have on file for you is destinyconsultinginc@gmail.com. Is that the one?
That's me.
Perfect. So you'll get an email with this, my name on it, Sam Alexander. It'll just have a quick little list of what we need, just what we talked about here. And yeah, I'll hang tight for those 2 weeks. Wish you the best of luck over there. And
thank you.
Yeah, no worries, Stuart. So yeah, we'll be in touch. I'll circle back around in about 2 weeks, just kind of check in and see how things are going.
All right. Thanks so much for the call.
No worries. Have a good one, Stuart. Talk to you soon.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Going in.